Hello and welcome to the S-Words podcast, a roundtable discussion about pop culture and other subjects, including stuff. This is stuff number 39. I'm Dominic Nguyen.
I'm Kevin Chu.
I'm Speak.
I'm Sharon Lin.
And it has been like 8 months since we did a stuff segment, Kevin. So there's a lot to catch up on. I mean, we've got John here for the first time in like a year. Andrew and Sharon are actually on the mic instead of just sitting off to the side grinding their teeth about us taunting them with wedding cake.
Wedding cake.
Oh, Sharon's giving me the stank eye again.
John and I are sitting next to each other.
Oh, that's so bad.
It's fine. Don't worry about it. We're here to talk about doping snails and Kron, right? Kron Legacy?
I thought you were just saying about Kron and Nichols.
Kronin.
You were...
The barbarian.
For like 15 minutes we started this podcast.
Kronan.
You've been just doing those jokes. Kronicle. It's like, what happens when we get the two of you within 6 feet of each other? It's just terrible for us. And by terrible for us, I mean great for the podcast, apparently.
Kron's touching games.
Wait, what? Touchedbykron.com?
Touchedbykron.com. Kron is like your Mr. Negative.
Pros and crons?
Do you know who Mr. Negative is?
Who's Mr. Negative?
He's a Spider-Man villain.
Are you serious?
Oh, wait, no. Is it Spider-Man? He's somebody's villain in Marvel.
Marvel. Okay, because with
his
name like
Mr. Negative. He's basically a regular guy, except, you know, there used to be photos and you would develop them?
And there would be negatives?
Yes.
Oh, no.
And they looked that weird color?
Yes.
That's what he is.
Seriously?
And he's a crime boss.
And you're seriously saying that he's a Spider-Man villain and not a Flash villain?
He's a Marvel villain.
Wow.
You said Marvel.
I mean,
not Spider-Man.
I've seen him show up in Spider-Man.
Does he hang out with Stiltman?
Stiltman's dead. You know they killed him, right?
Spoiler!
Oh, spoilers.
Oh, like anybody knows who he is.
I don't.
Stiltman is so terrible. He robs tall banks because he can walk on stilts.
Don't worry, you can still catch the usual stories of Stiltman in Ultimate Spider-Man. He's still alive in Ultimate.
Except Spider-Man.
He's Ultimate Stiltman.
Yeah, like Spider-Man is not alive in Ultimate Spider-Man, which is so weird.
He's
the old Spider-Man is dead.
The old Ultimate Spider-Man, which was new 10 years ago, is dead.
Replaced by a new kid.
And he's good.
Is he?
I really like the new Ultimate Spider-Man. The older one was getting a little tired. This new one is quite
fresh.
Quite different, yeah.
Interesting. So it's like I got this really strong new Blue Beetle vibe from him. When he first came up, like just when
I'm actually reading the new Blue Beetle.
How
by
is it?
New, I mean the old Blue Beetle that's new compared to the old one.
the
Hispanic
the teenage one. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. He's 6 books, Book of Kron, and I'm on the first book right now. It's not bad. And he's still the new Blue Beetle of old times, but new still.
And then they brought him into the Batman Brave and the Bold series, but, you know, that one's really silly, so you probably shouldn't.
It's not the Ted Kord Blue Beetle?
No, it's the Ted Kord Blue Beetle is explicitly...
It's the new old Blue Beetle.
So why should I be reading these old, new, old, old,
well, no, they're new
comics?
They're the new versions, but they're still old.
So why should I be reading these?
Because they're good, and they're ethnically diverse.
They are ethnically diverse.
Oh, so they're like the 90s.
For a new generation.
You know what else is ethnically diverse? White Akira.
White Akira is something that I hope we'll be talking about soon, Kevin, once you see Chronicle.
You mean Kron?
Chronicle.
Nicole.
Kron?
Oh,
Nicole.
My God. Why did I even mention this name?
Kron? Kronan.
Kronos.
Andrew Sharon, get in a word
Kronos
in sideways.
Is a movie from Guillermo del Toro. It's his first big movie.
Snails.
Oh, we're talking about doping snails. So Andrew used to dope snails in his high school. What they would do is race the snails, but then
they would bet on them, right?
Yeah, they would bet on them. But the first thing that they would start figuring out how to do was how to dope them up using like 7-Up and salt.
It's salt.
And by doping them up, you mean killing them.
No, they went faster.
They sizzled and popped all around. You should have seen them fly.
Did you try nail polish remover, too?
Explain how you dope things.
I wasn't involved in snail doping personally. All I know is that my friend won the annual Great Snail Race, but his victory was marred by doping accusations.
So you didn't actually dope snails?
His friend did.
No, it would be.
He didn't.
Okay, so you're... Friend.
Your friend, we'll call him Shandrew.
he never did anything that was proven in a court of law to be happy.
There you go.
But so do you actually know how to dope snails?
No, I don't. I feed them tea leaves or something.
That is the correct answer.
Bing, 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 bing.
Wait, so then what in are that case, I do, about? I guess.
Wait. So can we find some snails and just, like, dope them with tea leaves and race them?
I don't even know how to respond to that.
Think about how many weird ways that's been merged together.
Wait, so...
doping snails, racing them, us finding snails. Three strange things.
Would you eat them after you race them?
They'd already be flavored by tea, right?
What were they doped with? Just tea?
Well, it makes sense that you would eat the winner, because then you can ingest the winning power of the snail.
Yeah, then you would get the powers of the strongest snail.
And I would be snail man. I could try and thwart the Flash.
And then when you die, they can always create ultimate snail man.
Or snail man 2 if I'm DC.
He'll be a different race from you.
Yeah.
He'll be white instead.
I hate you so much right now. It's bad enough that they recast, like, Akira and, Avatar, Last Airbender, and everything.
The Akira movie's not happening. I mean, it's already pretty much, the budget's going to be way too big.
Oh, thank God, because
it's just... Wasn't it supposed to be done by the Book of Eli guys at one point, too? Wasn't that a great movie? It was about as good as the new Conan the Barbarian. I mean, Cronan the Barbarian.
But wasn't the Matrix guy going to be...
The Wachowski brothers? Oh, no, you mean
the
Keanu
Wachowski
Reeves?
Siblings now,
Keanu
remember.
Reeves. Oh, yes. Wachowski. No, you mean Keanu Reeves was supposed to be Akira. Kaneda.
Yeah.
Is he?
Akira, he was supposed to play Kaneda, which I guess makes sense because he's one of the most Asian-ish.
And he's white. And yeah.
he's
old.
He's like half. He's half Hawaiian or something like that? I forget.
He's half wood.
So Chronicle is
that's
not
a better...
in any way related to the original production of Akira. It was just a separate thing that had a very similar premise, and the Akira movie theoretically still could possibly...
It could still happen, but Chronicle is somewhere. Chronicle will probably be like, if that movie does come out, Dom will mention, I'll just watch Chronicle instead.
I seriously will, because Chronicle is a good version of the story, that same kind of story, you know, superhero origin where they just can't handle it. I mean, that's stuff that was in the trailer, so this isn't really a spoiler.
It's a bunch of teenagers that get superpowers, and they kind of play around with it for a while, but they start learning they can do worse things with it.
Yeah, basically they're just goofing around on a camera to just eventually put it on YouTube, and then they go, oh, we're getting more powerful. Mm-hmm. You know? So, it's actually really interesting in that respective, and in that respect, not respective.
Respective. Let's do a retrospective on Kron.
On Chronicle. Wow.
When Danny and I went to watch that movie yesterday. The first time I saw Kron, it had Jeff Bridges in it. And I couldn't understand. Oh, I'm sorry. Kurt Russell. It had Kurt Russell in it. And then I also saw
Kurt. Just like Starman, right?
Then I also saw Kurt Russell in Iron Man and, and True Grit.
The Big Lebowski.
And the Big Lebowski. Pretty much Kurt Russell makes that entire movie.
That's true. That's true. Yeah.
He is a journeyman actor. That's true. He's like...
Let you sit so close to John?
He's like Jeff Bridges in that other movie, Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, yeah.
And,
Escape from New York.
No, he wasn't in that.
Escape from Las Vegas?
No, that movie never happened.
why do you want to escape from Las Vegas?
What's the Quentin Tarantino with the car? It was...
Quentin Tarantino with the car?
Yeah.
Dude, where's my car?
Death Proof.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeff Bridges was great in Death Proof.
Oh, man, I love Jeff Bridges.
I like when he eats the nachos.
I like it when he has that gun leg. That was so hot.
That's the different movie. That's Planet Terror.
Oh, I'm sorry. Because we're totally getting movies right now, right?
Well, we are getting them right. We're just getting one thing wrong.
Which is...
Swapping out actors.
Yeah, we're swapping actors for no good reason. So, John, what have you been up to lately, actually, since we haven't talked to you in a long ass time?
Oh, boy.
What can I say?
A lot, yes.
Okay. I think maybe it's best to leave it at that, then.
Isn't it great that to describe a huge amount of things happening, you use two very short words?
That's almost zen.
Okay, goodbye, everybody.
Seriously, though, Andrew, Sharon, what have you guys been up to other than Sharon? Been to any weddings lately?
Can we call them Shandrew?
People already do.
Shandrew the Barbarian.
No, I don't like to be called Barbarian, and I don't like talking about weddings.
How about the cake?
Yeah, you do. Just you like talking about...
Okay.
You're just trying to make them fight on this thing, aren't you?
It'll be the greatest thing.
It sucks when people bring me wedding cakes. Or talk to me about going to wedding. And
Danny
wedding
went
cakes.
To Japan and brought you back a wedding cake, and yet
it's
you are still...
It's not a cake! It's not... What part of this is a cake?
That it's
a
like block. Bread.
It's like a big loaf of bread.
It says Grand Marble. Marble is a type
of
cake.
That's not a cake. That's a bread.
It's Japanese cake, man. Stop being racist.
Can we just...
It looks delicious, Sharon.
Okay, goodbye, everybody.
But you know what I am excited about? Beauty and the Beast in 3D.
You know it already came out, right?
I know. Okay. And I'm planning to go watch it.
You know it's already out of theaters, right?
No, it's not.
I know. I just want to
know. Don't lie.
I'm glad for the fact that I don't have to see it in 3D. I can actually just see.
So you did see the 2D one?
I haven't yet. I went to see Chronicle instead. I'm going to go see Beauty and the Beast pretty soon.
Okay.
You should have made
that a double feature of Beauty and the Beast and Chronicle.
Yes, because they're such similar movies.
Well, there's B and C.
Yes, and then so for A it would be Aladdin, B Beauty and the Beast, C Chronicle,
D skipped Cinderella.
Yeah, of course, no one needs Cinderella. And then
wait, can you actually
what would be our D movie like Doom?
Dumbo. No, Dumbo is what? Yeah. Doom.
Hey, it has The Rock in it. That means it's a Disney movie, right?
Wait, hold on. Can you actually go from A to Z and name Disney properties? Because I know Z, you could do Zorro.
Pretty sure Mike could.
Okay. So we got Dumbo. What's E?
Excalibur.
That's
Excalibur's not
Excalibur
a Disney thing, is it?
That's Sword in the Stone.
Yeah, that's an S word.
E. Oh, great. See, we already ended.
Yeah, I mean, it's like...
Isn't E like the most common letter?
It's the most common letter, but S is the most common to start words.
E. E.
E.
E.
E. Oh, no.
Wally.
No, that's
E. W. No, that's W. Oh, my God. How are we screwing up at E? There's Earth. Disney Earth, that stupid movie with
Earth
Disney 2? Natures.
Well,
no, Earth 2 is a show. God damn it. Get it right,
John. Earth 2 is a terrible show, actually.
Can we go back to E?
What's E?
Extremely loud.
That's not a Disney movie either. There's no E Disney movie. Right?
No.
Right?
Like, I'm thinking it's like W again, Winnie the Pooh.
E.
Like X has, I don't even know what X has.
What's E? How can we not have an E? That is like the, Escape from Witch Mountain.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
Not really a Disney movie anyone wants to remember, but still.
But it's still a Disney movie.
Yeah, that is one. And then now you're at F.
And Fantasia.
Well, Fox and the Hound.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, now we're at G.
Girl with a dragon tattoo.
Yes, that is also not a Disney movie.
good.
Oh, Great Mouse Detective.
Oh, yeah.
And then
right.
We have H is Homeward Bound, a Disney movie.
I don't think it is.
I think so.
I think it is, right?
But we do have High School Musical for H,
oh,
unfortunately.
Oh, boy.
Great.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, then we're already at I.
Okay.
What's I?
The Incredibles.
Incredibles. Yeah,
okay, we count all Pixar stuff, right?
Yeah, really?
Okay, so you're at I. Incredibles, J. Jumbotron.
Jungle Cruise.
Jungle Book.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Jumanji.
Isn't Jumanji a Disney movie?
Yeah, but Jungle Book.
Yeah, Jungle Book's the better.
How did we miss Enchanted for E, by the way?
Oh. Well, then. Hey, think about it. If you have to think between, you have to think about Escape from Witch Mountain or Enchanted. You would think of Enchanted, but...
And then for F, why did we get Fantasia instead of the field goal kicking... the garbage picking...
Well, there's your G.
So there's G. All right.
Didn't we already do a G?
Great Mouse Detective. Dang it.
Well, if I had to choose between garbage kicking, field goal kicking, Philadelphia Phenomenon...
Wait, there's a movie about Kronk, isn't there?
Oh, God. We're not counting direct-to-DVD movies.
Okay, no direct-to-DVDs.
Oh, really? Really?
No direct-to-DVD movies, please.
Wow.
We're above that. Oh. Okay.
What about Kimba?
Okay.
I mean Simba.
Kimba.
Kimba the White Lion.
Lion King.
Okay, is this really going to end at K? Because I can't think of one for L either. Oh, wait, that's Lilo and Stitch.
No, Lion King.
Lilo and Stitch,
King.
Yeah.
Oh, and Lion King.
Wait, Danny K. Give us a K. Danny's lying there.
Kangaroo.
Jack, that is a Disney
Holy
movie.
Crap.
Oh, God.
Guys.
No. We can't do that.
No, not Kangaroo Jack. A Kid in King Arthur's Court.
That's A.
No, that's K.
That's
King
A.
And something.
A Kid.
Otherwise, The Incredibles.
The Incredibles would have started with a T.
That's Incredibles the.
Fine. Kid in King Arthur's Court,
really
comma
is,
A.
Is Kid in King Arthur's Court our K? Really?
Then we've got Lion King.
Kangaroo Jack.
And now we have M.
Okay.
No, we don't have... We already did L because it was a clear... Yeah,
okay.
Anything Mickey Mouse.
Muppets.
The Muppets.
Okay.
Now it's
all right,
Muppets.
Fine. Okay, then N. 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 and
Nicole.
And Nicole. I know what T will be.
Oh my God.
It will be Tron.
I'm really sad that this is a Disney movie and I'm thinking about it because of Nicolas Cage. Can you think of what N I'm thinking of right now?
Oh, Sorcerer's Apprentice.
No.
Oh, no, National Treasure.
Yes.
Oh. No, no, no. Does that count? Do they actually show them? Do they show the castle before it?
I believe so.
Yes.
Yeah, they do. It's produced by Disney.
God.
I'm sorry.
No, there's got to be Newsies. Can we at least just do Newsies instead? Like, Newsies.
I don't think Newsies was a Disney movie,
Newsies
was it?
Newsies is a Disney movie.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So T is Tron.
Well, we're at O.
What?
We're at O. You skipped like four letters.
Oh, so we're not done with it yet?
Oh.
No. Once upon a...
How did we not do Monsters, Inc. for M?
What did we end up doing for M?
Muppets.
Oh,
okay. We can do it. Sorry.
Okay, okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
O. We're back on O. We're back on O.
O.
Once upon a time.
Bottom is
up. No, isn't Once Upon a Time...
What's Once Upon a Time?
Once is a show. Never mind.
Yeah. Danny, give us an O.
O.
I'm calling my lifeline. Call a friend.
Is it 101 Dalmatians?
Apparently, dogs.
Wait, doesn't 101 Dalmatians count as an O?
Yeah, it does. Okay. Unless you want to do numbers, and then that just gets really complicated.
Okay.
So, okay, 101 Dalmatians.
Okay, we got O.
Pirates of the Caribbean. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pinocchio.
No, pirates.
I mean, if you want a bad movie to do that with, it's Prince of Persia.
What is the Q?
Queen something.
Oh, God. Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
What?
That's P and also not Disney.
Q.
Q is always going to be a killer. Queen.
Q.
Quiche.
Yes. Quiche.
QWERTY the movie?
The movie called
Quest.
Quiche.
Quests.
Quest for the...
Don't say Quest for Camelot because that's not a Disney movie, please.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, man, this is going to really bug me.
Quigley Down Under?
Quigley Down Under Day?
Is that
really
a Disney movie?
I don't know.
I know Tom Selleck's in it. That's it. He fights those criminals on that island that you talk about all the time.
Australia?
I can just imagine when someone listened to this and then they thought of a movie themselves and started screaming because...
Yes, that's the point.
Sorry.
That's kind of the point.
If you're screaming at us with the Q Disney movie, sorry. Because if we could just get past Q, I think we have all the rest
of it.
What
about X, though? X is also the other problem.
X-Men.
That's not a movie.
It could be.
No, they're bought by Marvel, X-Men First Class.
But Fox still owns it and produces the X-Men films.
Yeah.
Did it do X-Men First Class?
No. Fox got that.
That's a bummer.
Disney. Wait. Quiz Show is a Disney movie.
Are you sure it's Disney or Buena Vista or Touchstone?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the castle doesn't show up before Quiz Show, a adult drama about cheating on a radio show, okay? Like, I'm pretty sure that's not a Disney movie.
It
has to have the castle.
It has to have the castle, really.
If there's no castle in front, it's not a Disney movie.
Okay.
Because Disney owns a whole bunch of crap.
What?
Can't go straight to tape. Gotta have the castle. Okay.
It's gotta have the castle. No tape.
What was that quiz show that he was cheating on? Like
Quiz Show.
No. I know, but I mean, what was the? Because I think I've heard about that guy.
Oh, 21.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 21. Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
That was also a movie that's not made by Disney.
I'm trying to remember.
Oh man, Q is gonna kill us. All right, let's skip Q for now then.
No,
or no.
That's it. End of the game.
That's the end of the game.
Failure.
Sad.
No, but I want to go through. Well, do we even have an X? We don't have X.
We don't have an X. We have a W and we have a Z.
We probably have a Y somewhere, right?
What's the Y?
Year of the Dragon. Yay!
That's what it is this year, but I don't think that's a Disney
movie. Wow, there's
a
lot of M's because there's also Mulan.
It's a Little Mermaid. Oh, no, that's an
L. M is a very common beginning letter.
Not as common as E. Actually, no, M is more common.
For words, it is more common, but...
Oh, I'm so sad that we didn't find a Q. Well, Disney needs to make a new movie that starts with a Q.
I don't care what it's about.
Make more terrible direct-to-DVD movies that start with
Q. No, it can't
Q.
be on DVD. It has to be widely released. They have to take that risk.
It's You mean like with they did with Air Bud?
That was
I can't believe they don't have any movie that starts with like Queen or Quest. That sounds like two most common things Disney do. Have a queen?
No, they have a princess. It's different though.
Queen Quest.
Because little girls can't really associate themselves with queens. They can associate themselves with princesses way better.
That's because queens are
maybe
old.
Maybe Snow.
Yeah, queens are like Julie Andrews and
maybe Snow White.
Anne Hathaway.
Snow White need to remake, you know, when rename
queen
themselves.
Snow White.
Were Queen Evil.
Queen Evil, you mean
the Queevil Chronicles.
Queevil Chronicles, yes. That's we found the title for
this.
I
have some sort of weird feeling that if you Urban Dictionary Queevil, you're gonna find something really odd.
I'm looking that up right now.
Queen
I have
with,
to know.
Queen with a poison apple. That can be Snow White's new name.
Queevil, a word pertaining to the beetle from the blah 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 super family that is interests in offshore investments in being a what the hell?
Oh, I thought it was going to be a body part or an action to a body part.
I have no idea anymore.
Implied action.
That is one of the least filthy and most confusing entries I've ever seen on Urban Dictionary, actually.
Queevil. We should actually use Queevil for something now.
Okay, sure. But I'm just thinking Queen Evil.
What was this show about?
What was this show about? Stuff. About what we've been doing.
Oh, snails. See, snails. Look at how far we took snails.
We had snails yesterday. The third tribe was a hit.
The third tribe?
What happened to the first
two? Tribe.
Did you realize that you can't use salt?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Snails, when my mom cooked them when I was younger, they just tasted like...
Like
rubbery,
real snail or pastry snail?
Did they taste
real
like
snails.
Nuts and raisins?
Do they taste like nuts?
I don't know what nuts taste like.
Did it taste sandy? Did you have escargot or is it just cooked?
It was escargot. Oh. It was cooked snails. Well, it was cooked snails. I don't think it was escargot since I don't even
It had this really weird like queevil texture.
Yeah, kind of queevily. It's true. So anyway, this has been S-Word Stuff number
Super
39.
Super Bowl. You know the performance with Madonna? They released the video for that new song. It got 5 million hits yesterday.
That's actually
5 million
not bad.
Views, not hits.
The evil team's going to lose.
Evil team will lose.
Well, both of the teams are kind of evil.
No. One is clearly more evil.
That's
the
true.
The evil not, team. Yes,
not there's
the
one
New
one
England Queevils.
Yeah, there's the Queevil team, and then there is the like the Diet Coke of evil team, right?
The Diet Coke of evil?
Really?
The Diet Coke of evil.
Has anyone actually used that term before? Did you just make this up?
It was Austin Powers.
Oh.
Now it
you
would have
the
to
Diet
be
Coke of evil.
Coke Zero
wait.
Evil.
The original Austin Powers?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, this has been Stuff Number 39.
That movie was pretty good. I liked Jeff Bridges in it.
Oh, man. I loved Jeff Bridges in that movie.
It was also directed by John Carpenter, in case you didn't know.
Wow. Escape from Austin Powers?
No. Escape from Austin Powers, is that a reference to Escape from New York or Escape from Witch Mountain?
Or Escape from L.A.?
When you think about that title, Escape from Witch Mountain, do you think witch as in Halloween witches or as in which mountain did we escape from?
I actually think of Alien Kids.
Mars Needs Moms?
Sure, let's go with that
one. Can you imagine if that was the M Disney title that we named, and then I can imagine Danny being really angry?
I would be really angry. Are you kidding me?
Mars Needs Moms.
No, Mike will be the angriest.
I mean, I'm a big Berkeley Breathed fan, but Mars Needs Moms was not a movie that needed to be made.
Treasure Planet.
That was a movie that actually ended up being made, and I was fine with it.
It was fine.
Yeah, it was fine.
Treasure Planet is fine.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
Did you know that Treasure Planet copies from Outlaw Star?
Along with its copying from...
Because of the character's name.
Wait, which E movie did we end up using?
Escape from Witch Mountain.
How do we know that? Why didn't we do Enchanted?
Yes, Dom just said that earlier.
Oh. Wasn't paying attention, of course. I was thinking too much about the pregame that I'm missing right now.
You're actually sad about missing the 5 hours of Super Bowl pregame.
The only 1 hour of pregame that you need to watch is the hour before the game,
or the Puppy Bowl.
The Puppy Bowl's after. I thought
the Puppy
after.
Bowl's on right now.
Wait, yeah. So both of these TVs are hooked up?
The TV on your right is hooked up to cable. The other TV is for, like, video games and other viewing.
Oh, so we can't watch the Puppy Bowl while watching the Super Bowl.
We actually could.
We can't do that.
No, you can't use picture-in-picture. That covers up too much.
If we brought the other cable box up here and use the cable.
That's work that is to watch the Puppy Bowl.
Yeah, it is a lot of work in order to watch the Puppy Bowl.
It's really
hard. What you're missing the most is the kitty cheerleaders. They're in, like, mini skirts, and they're dancing.
I don't want to watch
cats. I'm not a furry. Sorry, Sharon.
You're not a furry?
Thanks, Sharon. Thanks.
Oh, man, I got to remember that for every single time someone says I'm not a furry.
You're not a furry?
You're not a furry?
Good night, everybody. This has been the S Words Podcast, number 39. Stop. Please follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/s_words. Also at twitter.com/superunker.
Also twitter.com/queevil.
twitter.com/changyunai so that you can follow Danny and stalk him via the internet.
Don't spell it out. Let them just try to figure it out.
Exactly. So, it means where's my elephant.
Do we have to go back and, like, register all these domain names?
twitter.com/registerthesedomainnames.com.
Yes. touchbydom.com. You can also find us at s-words-podcast.com. If you'd like to suggest any future topics or talk about anything with us and ask questions, please send mail to feedback@s-words-podcast.com. This has been a Super Bowl Sunday edition of Stuff, now with Extra Stupid, and Kevin's already mostly done with his beer.
Cats make me allergic to things like myself and cat hair and dander. And I'm not that far down my beer, actually, when you think about it.
Oh, that's true, actually.
.net.
.net.
.info.
.xxx.
Sure, why not?
Good night, everybody.
I don't think you can have a twitter.com/username.com, right?
Probably not.
Unless you're spelling.com.
Why do I even let you two sit next to each
other? .com.net.info.xxx.org.
Hello and welcome to the S Words Podcast Stuff segment. We're on Stuff number 39. We haven't done one of these Stuff segments in actually about 8 months, so there's a lot to catch up on. I'm Dominic Nguyen. Danny closed the door very loudly, so let's try this again, shall we?
No, let's keep going,
Speak!
Yeah, this is going at the end. Oh, we'll just start over again.
Okay.
Wait.
Hello and welcome to the S Words
Stuff. Wait.
What?
He wanted to take a sip. He said wait.
No, go ahead.
Drink your tea.
Drink your damn tea.
Sharon, you're
drink the tea.
That's true.
Okay, now we can go that he drank the tea.